Continental Tyres.
AFL Trade Radio.
Trade News, AFL Exchange. For Ream, ask your plumber to install a ream. Steady, hot and strong. And for Repco Authorised Service. For expert car service, book online at repcoservice.com. A Trade News update for the Beaumont Tiles Trade Club.
With Darcy, obviously we're pretty keen to get him into the organisation to offer some support for Oscar McInerney. So, you know, I think the between us and Geelong, the V has been established as to how we want the deal to be done. But because there's a few clubs involved, obviously with Hawthorn and whatnot, that it's just a matter of how all it gets split up. And, you know, Dom and Bradshaw, our list manager, talking to Stephen Wells, Geelong, they're talking through different scenarios on that. So I'm sure it'll play out well in the next 24 hours for us, and we'll get Darcy across to Brisbane.
And what you're referring to there, I'm assuming, is Jonathan Segler making his way from Hawthorn to Geelong, and maybe you don't want to buy into this part of it, but Hawthorn needing to stump up some of that wage, and then Max Lynch finding his way to Hawthorn from Collingwood. That's all caught up in the same transaction?
Yeah, it appears that way. So obviously we only deal with Geelong insofar as the Darcy Fort transaction, and you know, Geelong have got a few deals at the minute, obviously, with Freo, and probably trying to get Segler across. So, you know, we'll let them deal with that side of things. But, you know, between us and Geelong, we certainly know what the value is that we need to do to get the transaction done. So hopefully that gets done pretty quickly.
That was Brisbane footy boss Danny Daly on Darcy Fort's potential move to the Lions, as Cal Toomey reported on AFL.com.au this morning. The wheels are in motion. Do the wheels go in motion on a merry-go-round? What is it?
Yes.
Yeah.
For this one, yes.
The wheels are in motion. Things are happening. The future third-round pick, which was the sticking point, could be on its way to the Cats.
No, it'd go to the Hawks. So
I said that. Cats to the Hawks, Segler, and then potentially Lynch at the end of it.
Yeah, the last piece remaining is negotiations on John Segler's deal at the Cats. So that'll happen. So I think that'll happen next little bit. There's just some to and fro on that. And obviously, if he's going to leave his club or he's got a contract for next year, that's where it'd have to play out. But yeah, Darcy Fort to Brisbane, Segler to Geelong, a future third likely to head to the Hawks and then to be involved in a deal with Max Lynch where he goes and becomes the number one ruckman there.
Do you expect them to be separate? The three that you've mentioned there, is that going to be separate to the Lynch one, or could that, is there a chance they're all tied up in the one deal?
Well, whether it's in one deal or not is by the by. It's linked.
We love a four club trade though.
Nah, this one, I think this one's actually probably got too many strands involved. It's become a little bit too epic for, yeah. I think it probably didn't need to be as complex as it sort of turned out, but that's the way it goes. There's been a lot of, dipping the feet in from different quarters. So, yeah, a lot of players and suggestions and money and managers involved. So I think that one will go through, as we've said.
Okay, we'll get to the Kogan Mobile open line, 1300-23-55-48. Kogan Mobile, just $4.90 for 30 days. We'll head out to Daniel in Pasco Vale, who wants to talk about Bobby Hill. G'day, Daniel.
Afternoon, boys. How are we?
Good, thank you.
That's the way. Hopefully the Bobby Hill deal gets done for us. Pretty exciting player. So if he can come through our doors, I'll be more than happy at Essendon. But just a couple for you, Cal. Do you think, obviously you just said before, potentially later draft picks coming back on the other end from GWS. Do you think that would have anything to do with our father's sons? We do have a lot this year, and I feel like we might need a couple of picks like everyone else to maybe get them a bit later. Do you feel that might be the case? And just the last one, who would we target at pick 11 if there's no deal for Bobby Hill? Could it be like Josh Rochelle? Thanks, boys.
No worries. Thanks for the call, Daniel. Look, there's a bit out of that one. For the father-sons, I'd be off the expectation at this point that none of the father-sons get a spot on Essendon's list next year. I think the struggles to play footy this year would have made it really hard for those guys to press their claims, and there is some great bloodlines there, but I think there'd be the more likelihood of those guys going around at different levels next year and trying their luck again with full seasons Fingers crossed for that. So I think that'd be unlikely, and I don't think that's part of the discussions around where it sits for this year's picks and also next year's as well. I mean, the Davey twins, we know Alwyn Davey's sons, they're coming through next year's pool. At this stage, we talked about Will Ashcroft before. There's not the same discussions around the Davey boys in terms of loading up on points and protecting your picks to be ensured that you've got enough up your sleeve to be able to match bids or a bid. So don't think that's as much a consideration for the Bombers in this situation. The Bombers have been trying desperately hard to get back into the second round of this year's draft because at the moment their picks are 11, 51, 56, 87. So they've been trying to work their way up the board through a future selection anyway. And maybe that was in some ways of the last little bit, just enough of a selection to then appease a Giants trade with Bobby Hill, the target in mind. But that's all said and done. We wait and see how that one plays out. As for pick 11, the Bombers are in an interesting spot. I don't see Josh Ascheli being available at that point. I think he's gone inside the 10. And who they actually pick up is a fascinating one because they have a few holes to fill, clearly. Is it Nazai Wanganeen-Malira, who would be a nice selection for them to add on the wing opposite to Nick Cox as the draftee from last year? Is Josh Sinn worth considering at that point? Is Neil Erasmus still on the board? Personally, I think Neil Erasmus would be a great fit for what Essendon have and don't have. He's a taller midfielder. I think he'd be a protector to some of the smaller body guys in there, even though they're a bit older than him, obviously, but he's got a lot to like about him. And then there's Jai Amos, who a key forward, if he got through a couple of Fremantle picks and also West Coast, well, as a key forward, I think you'd have to be pretty hard-pressed to pass him up from a Bombers perspective. So there's some good players around that point, but I'm not sure Josh Ascheli would be on the board there.
All right, we'll head out to the Limestone Coast, where we're joined by Mark, who wants to talk about the Tristan Jerry deal. G'day, Mark.
G'day, mate. How you going?
Good, thank you.
That's good. As wooden spooners, I just can't believe how ridiculous North Melbourne are being over this, wanting to have a second round pick. That's for 2000 and end of 2022. What's that actually going to do for them now? Is it going to get them memberships? I mean, it's not going to do anything. I'd like to reiterate what I said yesterday. I noticed that they've got one player, one forward, under 186 centimetres. They don't have any small forwards at all, right? I think one they got. Oh, they've got one. I think he's about a 19-year-old guy, Mahoney.
Jack Mahoney.
Jack Mahoney, and that's it. Everyone else is over 186 centimetres. At the moment, the St Kilda are overstocked with small forwards, absolutely overstocked. And there's two guys that just aren't really getting a game. That's Jack Loney and Kent. So why wouldn't North, just instead of going picks, why not just do a swap, you know, and get themselves in a small forward so at least they've got one, and Saints get the ruck that they want. And if they don't want to do it, well, if I was St Kilda, I'd just say, well, stuff you. We're just going to re-sign Paul Under for a year and get him to do some extra work with Brendan Lade.
You've got to have the player that North Melbourne wants. Like, if North Melbourne doesn't want Jack Loney, what good does that do them? I think you have to have a deal that suits both parties. So if Jack Loney, if he's not going to get a game at North Melbourne, why would they do a deal for him? I can kind of understand where North's coming from in the sense that if it's for a pick, it has to be something they're going to use. And at the moment, if it's pick 62 is what is being offered by St Kilda, then that is of no use to them either because they're not going to use that pick. They've only got four list spots that they can fill at the draft, three or four list spots they can fill at the draft, and they've already got four picks before 47. So they'd pass on pick 62. He's a contracted player, so the onus is on St Kilda to get a deal done. And as we reported on afl.com.au last night, there was no progress in talks on Tuesday. As of yet, the last thing that was offered was North Melbourne requesting that future second-round selection. So they've got the whip hand here simply because of the fact that he's contracted. I don't know what your thoughts are, Cal, but if Jack Loney's not going to get a game at North Melbourne and they've got no interest in him, it's no point just doing the deal simply because he's a player that fits a need.
No, that's right. You're absolutely correct there, Riley.
Matt in Keilor wants to talk about John Segler. G'day, Matt.
G'day, guys. I'm just still baffled that the Dogs haven't made a play for Segler, considering Steph Martin's in the twilight of his career, his body's struggling, and he hasn't been offered a contract yet. But why wouldn't the Dogs go after a 30-year-old Segler who can fill the gap in our list?
Yeah, well, it's interesting because I think they're pretty confident on Jordan Sweet, that they've offered him a multi-year deal. He's going to stick around. He had a bit of interest from the Eagles. I think if Sweet had have taken up the offer of a move to West Coast, then the Western Bulldogs might have turned their attentions towards someone else. It looks like Steph Martin's going to go around again in 2022. They've got Tim English who can play through the ruck. Obviously, Sweet didn't make their final side for the first couple of weeks. They preferred Lewis Young, who's obviously headed to Carlton. But I think they're confident Sweet can make the step up next year and in the years to come. And then maybe in 2022, it's something that hits their radar. Maybe they've got something in mind going forward for next year that obviously is probably going to be Steph Martin's next last year in 2022. Maybe then they start turning their attentions towards a full-time ruckman and maybe even an experienced ruckman. But again, it's like the last call with Jack Loney. If you don't have any interest in John Segler, you don't have any interest in John Segler. You're not just filling blokes for no reason.
No, that's right. And they did make a grand final.
Yes.
And they were three goals up halfway through the third quarter. So this is a list that's pretty good. And they'll be banking on, and I've said this a couple of off seasons in a row, but they'll be banking on more improvement again from Tim English. Yeah, there's probably the question mark at the moment against certain styles of ruckman. They probably didn't get enough or as many games out of Steph Martin as they would have hoped with the hip and groin troubles that he had for the best part of the second half of the season before he made that big recovery for the prelim and obviously the grand final. But yeah, Jordan Sweet's shown a bit. So yeah, they obviously back in that talent and for a couple of years give him that opportunity. And I understand the call though.
Yeah, you do, because obviously it's a need, but I don't think Luke Beveridge, given the way he's handled it the last 48 months, has really put a premium on ruckman.
No, he hasn't. I mean, Josh Dunkley was rucking at stages in 2020, wasn't he? And yeah, you're right. Would they want four on the list? Probably not.
No,
at that point. So, and they've got their key forwards covered. They've also got Sam Darcy coming through as a 204-centimetre forward who can ruck as well. So maybe there's a level of, well, in 2 years' time, he might be your second ruckman anyway.
Mm. All right, we'll take more of your calls after this quick break on Continental Tires AFL Trade Radio. When everything counts, counts on Continental.
Continental Tires AFL Trade Radio. When you need tires, ask for Continental. Continental-tires.com.au.